Okay, I'm walking down the street, March 19th at the Peace March. I'm with Margaret Murray. And Margaret, why did you choose to walk on the street with the risk of rain instead of sitting at home?
Well, I had to do something. So I'm doing whatever I can. But really, I'm doing this. I did this on the 20th of January. And I did it 4 years ago on the 20th of January. And my friend has done it more than I have. And every time I do, I feel more energized and not depressed and not hopeless. Because all I need to do is look at all these people. And this is the important part of democracy right now.
Yeah, and you know, something I always notice about these marches, I've been to all of them myself, and I always see smiling faces. I see lots of smiling faces. Now, that's got to tell you something.
Yeah, well, we were just talking about how this is a sort of a different march than the last one we were at. These people, I think we're all kind of numb, and what I think is we're just talking about this. It's like having a serious illness. Once you get diagnosed, you don't talk anymore. You don't call your friends and freak out anymore. You just kind of mobilize, pull your energy in, and do what you have to do.
Yeah, and we're showing up, aren't we?
Yeah, right.
Thank you. Would you care to say something?
Well, the reason why I'm here is to continue to remind people, in case they've forgotten, that there's a war going on. I look at people on the trains, walking down the streets, and it's as if they've forgotten. And we need to do this to remind them.
Yeah, I see a lot of people here today. How many would you say that there are? As many as past marches?
No. No, I think this is probably one of the smaller marches I've been to, sadly.
Nonetheless, it seems like a good turnout.
It's a good turnout, and I think people, there's a lot of theater, there's a lot of good energy. People meet people and talk to them, and it's generally a feel-good experience.
All right, thank you. And I didn't catch your name?
Annaloy Nickum.
Okay, thank you, Annaloy.
Okay, so...